Now, you don't remember. Do you remember back when you didn't have refrigerators? Y'all always had them.
Right? I remember when we didn't have washer and dryer. Which at that time, a lot of people had those. We just couldn't afford them at the time. I'm laughing. You know, you're talking about that, about Martin Luther King. I can remember when he came here.
He did?
I can't remember if he came here or it was the day that he died and people... All I remember is the helicopter coming in to town. All the black people being around the square and I was riding my bicycle uptown to see it. You know, little white kids hanging around the back and all the blacks were in the middle of town. It seems, I'm trying to think if that's when he died or if it was him that came. It's like it was really him that came. When we first integrated, I can remember marching, the blacks marching, you know, protesting.
Integrated school.
Right.
Do you remember when the schools were?
Separate, yeah. They integrated when I was in sixth grade, so I can remember real well, you know, when they were separate.
What was it like?
When they were separate?
Yeah.
I liked it. I lost a lot of friends through integration because a lot of them went to private school. It was one of those schools that were just thrown. Yeah, it's a private school now. It was just thrown up real quick, and a lot of the mostly farmers sent the kids there. And I had some good friends and lost them because of that. It was funny, though, when we first integrated, I didn't mind. Black people were fine with me. But then after I got to go to school with them, they could be ugly. You know, there were those that were smart-egg, and I would get upset, and it used to make me nervous to have to go to school with them. You know, the first year it was fine. You know, wasn't anything wrong, then they got to picking on you just because you were white now, and I hated it for 2 years.
What sort of names would you hear thrown around between black and white?
Nigger and honky.
Honky?
Yeah.
Okay. Was white.
White trash.
Yeah.
You know.
That's what they would call whites, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and other names that you would hear? What about names that you would hear for all sorts of people living in the community?
Rednecks and hickies.
Hickies. did the folks that live down here call the folks that live up in the hills?
We call them river rats on the other side of the county. You know, they live the Tallahatchie River. Well, really, the Tallahatchie River is right between us, but we've... But Sumner and Webb are right on a bio, and we just always call them river rats.
Yeah. A bio is part of the river, right?
Yeah. It's part of the Tallahatchie River that goes beside Sumner and Webb. Those towns on the other side of the county.
What about people that live way out in the woods somewhere and they never got to came into town much?
What do we call them?
Yeah. They came to town, folks would say, well, he's just old.
Yeah,
you ever hear folks say what a Hoosier was, you know what that is?
Never heard that.
Okay, or you know what a cracker was?
I've heard it said before, but I'm not sure what it is.
What about a child that was born of a mixed marriage? What if he was a black kid? Names would have to be.
What do they call him?
Don't remember.
Huh?
Do you remember a name they would have for, like, down in Louisiana, they would have a lot of kids that were...
What do they call them?
Mixed breeds, or is there other names for them?
Yeah.
But you never heard of that happen here, in other words.
What, mixed marriages?
Yeah.
No, not in Tallahatchie County. Of course, the white boys go out and flat girls. Nobody's supposed to know about it. Mm-hmm. They do, but no, not any mixed marriages.
Do you remember what would, your maid call your mother or...
Miss Rowland. Yeah. I remember the maid the most was my favorite was Thelma. And, you know, she had her can that she spit her snuff in, whatever. And I can remember sitting in her lap and always saying, my mother's not a prejudiced type person, but I can remember sitting in her lap and saying, I want to kiss you, please let me kiss you. She said, no, your mom won't let you. Your mom won't let you kiss me. And mom wouldn't let me kiss her, and I never could understand it. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, years ago on Monday, women did their...
washing.
Okay. And
did they come out?
Then on Tuesday...
Mm-hmm. All right.
What?
Well...